most memorable encounters on the Late Late Tie show of the last number of years was when Clare hurling legend and big personality personified Davy Fitzgerald met a young boy from Killarney, Michael O'Brien, who matched him with knowledge and passion for the GAA and in particular for hurling. You may well remember this exchange.
So you're a big man for GAA.
I am, huge.
And who's your favourite manager?
Davy Fitzgerald.
Why?
Because he's very passionate about his sport.
He is very passionate. You're a pretty passionate guy too.
Yep.
Do you think you get on well with him if you haven't met him?
No.
Why not?
Because he's from Six Mile Bridge and I'm not from Six Mile Bridge, so...
Well, do you want to tell him yourself, because he's here?
He's not here.
He is, yeah, we got him for you now. Davy! Davy Fitz, ladies and gentlemen!
He's not here.
This is Davy Fitz. He's about to sit beside you, Michael.
He's not here right
now. He is right now. Look, see that? Feel that?
How is it going?
Davy Fitz.
How is it going?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Michael, what would you like to say to Davy Fitz?
Right,
take your time.
So I didn't prepare this, but...
Well, he's sitting right beside you, so take a breath.
How are you so passionate, like?
Well, I suppose, Michael, like you, I'm a fighter. Right,
and
I like, yeah, and I like to win. So I do, that's important to me. And it's like you wanting Kerry to get back and win again.
Yeah.
I'm the same. I want my teams to win, you know?
Yeah.
And that's Michael O'Brien on the Late Late Toy Show a few years ago when he met his idol, Davy Fitzgerald. And I'm delighted to say Michael joins us on the line this morning because he'll be analysing the Kerry-Dublin game and giving his views as to how it will be playing out. We'll also be talking as well about the Kerry women who are taking on Armagh in the TG Cahir All-Ireland Senior Championship quarter-final tomorrow evening at 5pm. And as I said before, both games, the Saturday game involving the Kerry women and Sunday's game involving the Kerry men in Dublin will both be carried live on Radio Kerry 96 to 98 FM and on RadioKerry.ie. Good morning to you, Michael. Hope you're keeping well this fine day.
Good morning, Tracy. Yeah, keeping well today.
Michael, first of all, may I ask, were you 11 when that happened? How old were you when you met Davy that time on the Late Late?
Well, I was 11 that time, and it's now 4 years in December.
Okay, so you're nearly 15, is that right?
Yeah, I'll be 15 in October, yeah.
Now, I need to ask you, first of all, I know your passion for GAA hasn't diluted in any way in the past few years. You're going to the match in Croke Park on Sunday, the semi-final between Kerry and Dublin. And, well, we want to get your assessment ahead of the game as to how you think the result will be, what tactics do you think Kerry needs to deploy to win over Dublin and so forth. So first of all, if I can ask you, there's been lots of speculation about David Clifford's injury. If by any chance he can play, do you think Kerry can still win?
Well, obviously I think David Clifford is a huge player for Kerry. You've seen over the last couple of years since he turned senior, he has been the centre of Kerry's attention, almost like an Erling Haaland of soccer, almost like a central player. And just to answer your question, I think Kerry can play with Clifford, but it would be a lot tighter, I think, the game if Clifford doesn't play.
And of course, there's been a lot of talk about Dublin and their star player, Conor Callaghan. What do you think we need to do to curb him?
Well, first of all, I think you need to, for Dublin, they're obviously known to be a possession team, so you need to push up and also man mark. You need to fully man mark the whole team, so you need to completely tactically withdraw Dublin and Conor Callaghan from the match on Sunday.
So that's really important. If I could also ask you, like many pundits, I should say, were writing Dublin off after their poor performance in the league. Do you think they've improved, or do you think they're not the team they were when they were on that incredible All Ireland winning streak a number of years ago?
Well, I think from Dublin, there's been a gradual decrease in performance from 2019 onwards. If you look at the 2020 season, there've been a lot of players missing, and then the 2021 season, obviously they're losing to Mayo in the semi-final. To answer your question, they improved from the league. I'm not 100% sure. I don't think they have I think they've actually stayed the same, or they've maybe gradually improved, but not drastically.
Yeah, yeah, no. And just coming on, again, there was criticism in the past about the Kerry backs that they felt they could be stronger, but I think they were very impressive against Mayo. How do you think they'll manage the Dublin forwards?
Well, to be honest, every 1 to 15 in a Kerry panel or one a Kerry team on Sunday is going to have a great game against Dublin, because you don't play horrible against Dublin and win in Croke Park. That's not going to happen. You have to have a great game against Dublin. 1 to 15 has to have a great game. So the backs, I think they've got to be really on form. I think they've got to be a bit, like, not give away frees and, you know, a bit, you know, like, they have to kind of man mark. Conor Gallagher is the main part of Dublin, I think. So I think whoever will be marking him will have to be on top form. Because if Conor Gallagher isn't on form, I don't think Dublin win.
You think it could be as clear cut as that?
Yeah, if Conor Gallagher isn't playing well, I don't think Dublin win.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
Now, coming back to the performance against Mayo, now Mayo had a shocking amount of wides, and that clearly was a factor as to why they lost to Kerry. But I mean, there were some, you know, when there's so much focus on David Clifford, let's not forget that players like Tom O'Sullivan and Paul Gainey, they had an exceptional game against Mayo.
Yeah, well, look. If you look at Mayo's game against Kerry, Mayo kind of dominated possession and dominated the shots kind of target. You cannot let that happen against Dublin. Basically, you cannot let that happen against Dublin, because if you do that, you will get punished. Because Dublin have six top forwards in the country, they will punish you for goals as well. But Tom Sullivan had a great game, and so did Paul Gainey from the second half onwards. I think they really pushed on, and also I think Kerry were fitter than Mayo. A lot fitter.
And David Moran, I forgot about David Moran. He also had a superb game against Mayo as well.
Well, yes. Who could you forget David Moran? He's one of the top midfielders in the country for the last 10 years. Obviously a great midfielder. Great fielder, actually, catching the ball in the air. And he also had a great game.
Now, it's 2009 since Kerry beat Dublin in the championship. I mean, to win would be such a fillip for Kerry. Do you think Kerry are playing with more aggression now under Jack O'Connor, now that he's back at the helm of the Kerry senior footballers? How do you read all of this?
Well, obviously Kerry are playing with a lot more aggression under a new manager, a lot more hunger, because a new manager would always bring hunger anyway. Yeah, it has been, and it has also been 2016 since Kerry last played Dublin in Croke Park in the semi-final. So that will be a big factor as well.
Do you think there'll be nerves?
Pressure.
Or do you think this Kerry team, they're prepared for everything?
Well, you're going to go to Croke Park in an All-Ireland semi-final with nerves, let's just put it that way. You're going to, once the ball is thrown in, obviously the nerves will disappear and they'll play the game. And I'm not sure if it'll be a factor. I think Kerry should still win the game quite comfortably.
Even though it seems, from what I've been reading, it seems that Dublin are the favourites, but that probably suits Kerry, doesn't it, being underdog?
It can do, but not all the time. Sometimes it can suit Kerry to be the underdogs, but sometimes it can't. It depends.
Yeah, it all depends. Aside from David Clifford, who are you expecting a big game from on Sunday against Dublin?
Either the goalkeeper or the cornerbacks. And the fullback and all the backs have to have a great game as well.
Yeah. And who's impressed you so far? Because obviously, I mean, Kerry, there was such a big break then between Kerry winning the Munster Championship and the semi-final against Mayo. And many would argue that Kerry didn't really have a real competitive run since the National League final against Mayo back in the spring. So it's not as if they've had regular games, since the start of the year. Who has impressed you the most in the last number of months?
Well, for me, it has to be Jason Foley. I think he's a great young back. I think he would be the future of Kerry GAA, as he's young and he's fit, and I think he would be, quite frankly, the best in the country in the next 2 years.
Why do you think he's that good, and why he has so much potential, Michael?
He's like, if you look back to the games, he has kind of diluted the impact of the forwards in the past couple of games, and also really high balls into the midfield area, and then obviously David Morin or whoever will collect it. And also, I think Dermot O'Connor has impressed me as well from the league. I think he's impressed me as well.
And he's in partnership with David Morham, so he's Dermot, who's with Na Gael here in Tralee.
Yeah, he's impressed me a lot, actually.
So you're excited, and it sounds like you're very hopeful for Sunday.
Yeah, I am. I'll be there. I'll put like that, and I expect Kerry to win the game. I think they should pretty comfortably.
Pretty comfortably, like how pretty?
Yeah.
Would you hazard a guess? Would you? Have we lost? I think we might have lost. We might have lost there, Michael O'Brien. Michael was giving his assessment and a previewing the Kerry Dublin game on Sunday when we'll be taking on the Dubs at 3:30 in the All-Ireland football semi-final. I was just about to ask him about what he thinks are the prospects for the Kerry women. They're playing tomorrow. They're taking on Armagh in the TG Cahir All-Ireland Senior Championship quarter-final at Bordnamona O'Connor Park in Tullamore. That's tomorrow at 5:00. And of course, both games will be carried live on Radio Kerry. We have you, Michael, there. Before we let you go, I just want to ask you two things. First of all, would you hazard a guess as to the score, as to how much you think Kerry will beat Dublin by?
Well, in my opinion, I think Kerry should win by at least 3 to have a comfortable game. And in my opinion, this is like an All-Ireland final. I think if you beat Dublin in the All-Ireland semi-final, I think you either beat Galway or Derry. I think, in my opinion, that Kerry, this is for the All-Ireland for Kerry.
And look, we'll get through this game, and hopefully Kerry will come through it. And then look, if hopefully Kerry will be in the All Ireland final, and then we'll look ahead to whoever, if we get through against Dublin, we meet then, should it come to pass. Very briefly, Michael, I don't know if you've been analysing it, but the Kerry women are playing tomorrow in the All Ireland Ladies Senior Championship quarter final in Armagh.
Yeah.
Would you have any views on that ahead of the game?
Well, if you look back to the start of the championship, you'd have thought that Kerry wouldn't have won the All-Ireland, but now that they're in the quarterfinals, I think they have a good chance. As to will they beat Armagh, I don't know. I'm not sure. I think they could in extra time. If they're drawn up the game, I think they could in extra time. I think every Kerry team this year has been fitter than anyone in the country. I think they've been fitter than everyone in the country.
And fitter equates to hungrier, so that should stand to both Kerry teams this weekend.
Yeah, that should stand to both Kerry teams this weekend, yes. And obviously the girls are going to be hungry for success in the All-Ireland series and obviously get through the quarterfinal to go to the semi-final.
And let's hope that comes to pass. Michael, thank you so much for joining us from Killarney this morning. We've been speaking to Michael O'Brien from Killarney, nearly 15 years old, and he's a seasoned media analyst and sports analyst. Of course, he came to fame when he was 11 years old, when he was on the Late Late Toy Show and met his sporting hero, Davy Fitzgerald.